This is tape recording number 5705 C15HCA Lecture 1, a series of five lectures given by L. Ron Hubbard to the HCA course on the 15th of May 1957. The title of these lectures is Comcourse TRs. Each lecture is of 15 minutes duration. This side comprises Lecture 5. Copyright 1957 by L. Ron Hubbard, all world performance rights reserved. This recording has been re-recorded by HCA Tape Unit, St Hill Manor, East Grinstead, Sussex, England.
And this is dummy auditing step number 5, which actually adds up the rest of them. But it adds a little bit of mechanicalness into it, which you possibly won't find in a regular session, because it requires a little bit of discipline of the pre-clear on his acknowledging the receipt of your auditing command. We ask him for a head bob, and we don't usually get that in an auditing session. Nevertheless, this puts together the parts of the communication formula as they are viewed from the auditor's standpoint. And the way this is done is very simple. The auditor sits in one chair, the pre-clear sits in another chair. The auditor makes a motion with his hand. The pre-clear nods as having received the motion, and then makes the same motion, mirror image, at which time the auditor, whose hand is still up in the air, by the way, he has not dropped his hand, drops his hand and nods. The auditor doesn't give the command and then put his hand away in his pocket or something. The auditor gives the command with his hand and keeps his hand in the air until the pre-clear nods and repeats the motion with his hand, mirror image, at which time the auditor nods his assent that this cycle is over. Now, the emphaticness of the nod, the emphaticness, the intention of the command, and such are the points of study, and it's quite interesting. You'll find people doing this, they look like a couple of little marionettes. They said, bob, bob. Command, bob. Answer, bob. Command, bob. Answer, bob. Okay. Da-bop, da-bop, bop. It's all going off very, very well. Now listen. People who have the idea that only words communicate are rapidly disabused of this when they find out that emotion can communicate an intention as well as words. Do you know that you can raise your hand sufficiently, forcefully, and expressively, only because you have enough intention behind it, to make another human being raise his hand, mirror image, without being able to stop it? An instantaneous command factor? Do you know this can occur? And if you are good enough at intending a communication, if you are good enough at Dear Alice, Part A, this pre-clear would just sit across from you and his hands would rise and he would wonder what on earth he was doing. And that's why we put in his bob, so that he'll know he's doing it. That's why he nods when the auditor commands before the pre-clear repeats it. Because an auditor could get actually and factually so good at this that all he had to do was move his hand in a certain way and the body sitting directly across from him. Remember, it's a body being run by somebody would simply repeat the motion in a mirror image. It's quite interesting. It wouldn't have anything to do with the body sitting across from him being hypnotized or mesmerized or in report or anything else. It would just be the clarity of intention on the part of the auditor. Not the violence with which he throws his hand into the air, but he actually intends that other hand to rise while he raises his hand. If his intention is good, the other hand would have a hard time staying down. Do you see that? Now that is the essence of it. We are doing dummy auditing, step number 1, Dear Alice. We're doing Dear Alice in the intention, in one unit of time. The pre-clear bobs, answers, with the command, and then we finish the cycle of action. If he has, to our satisfaction, duplicated our hand motion. Otherwise, we give him a very sour, you know, not really sour, but we just give him a little nod. We put our hand up in a fascist salute, and he bobbed, and he did a fascist wiggle-waggle, you know. We don't acknowledge that. He didn't complete the action, you see. He didn't duplicate it exactly. He didn't do exactly what we said with our hand. So we give him just a little halfway nod, you know. So on. And then next time, we do it again. Fascist salute, he bobs, he does the fascist wiggle-waggle, and we give him this little halfway nod. Well, you know. And we do a fascist salute, and he says, ah, yeah. I was in the war, and I hated Hitler so badly that I can't tolerate that motion, and that's just a terrible thing. And so on. So he does this fascist salute, and we give him a full nod. Only this time, we really acknowledge. You understand that? We really acknowledge. Now, we can thank him for being a good preakler simply by putting our hands together and shaking them. We don't put our hands together with the preakler's hands. We put our own hands together, you know, and give them a little shake. Compliment. The only extra motion tolerated there. But that assists the acknowledgement. All right, we do an Egyptian dancer's hand motion. Preakler nods. Doesn't do it. We give him a half nod. We do the motion again. He looks at it more carefully this time. He nods. He does do the Egyptian dancer's hand motion. We give him a full nod. And then we do a couple of circles. And he nods, and he does a couple of circles perfectly. And we nod, and we give him a little hand clasp in front of the body. You know, that's pretty good. Clasping our own hands together. You got the idea. Now, that is Demi-auditing 5, and that is a very interesting sequence. Does not matter how fast it is done, it only matters whether or not each part of it is handled as you have been taught to handle communication. And that's the important thing. You've been taught the parts of communication which are the most important. You've been taught on your step number 1 to originate an auditing command in 1 unit of time, taught in step number 2 to acknowledge the performance of an action or the answer of a preclear in such a way that it ends the cycle. You're taught in step number 3 to repeat an auditing command and still say it newly and freshly in each new moment of time. You're taught in 4 to handle originations on the part of the preclear, sudden statements that he might make or sudden things he might do. And in number 5, we put them more or less all together and follow it through, but this time without words, because words are the least important of all of our attainments. They do communicate meaning, but that's about the best that can be said for them, unless we intend the meaning to get across. They not only are sometimes in our road, but they are not going to make anybody well. Unless our intentions get across, unless our auditing commands get across, unless they are performed, we're not going to make anybody well. And if we do these things well, and if we perform them well, then we are well on our way to being a good auditor. Unless these are learned, unless these are learned well, we are nowhere on the road. We're liable to be somewhat stuck in the mud. We get a hold of a case, and we say, why, it took us, I don't know, 25 hours and nothing happened, and 30 hours and nothing happened, and so on. The poor auditor, his intentions are wonderful as far as the future of the preclear is concerned, but his intention in each auditing command wasn't there. There was nothing to be obeyed. There was no control being practiced on communication, and so the auditing hours stack up and stack up and stack up and stack up, and nothing spectacular happens with the preclear, and we say, well, this Scientology is awfully slow. Give you some comparative data on that from my own viewpoint. We had a series of preclears in Phoenix, and the staff auditors were auditing people on 25-hour intensives. I was using the same processes, and I was auditing people on 5-hour intensives. And the results were comparable. This is where we learned about communication, by the way, because Dick Steeves and Ken Barrett looked this thing over. At that time, we had a television camera, and I was showing an advanced clinical course unit auditing demonstrations by auditing people in an auditing room, and they were watching a TV screen at some distance away of that auditing session. This didn't embarrass the preclear in any way. So we got a natural auditing session going, and they looked this over very carefully, and they said, "Hey, you're doing something no other auditor's doing." I remember the day very vividly. Dick came into the office, and he pointed the finger at me very accusatively, and Barrett came in a couple of moments later, and he said, "You're doing something you've never told us about." Every time they do something, you tell them that you noticed it. You acknowledge them. You're doing something the other auditors don't do around here. You're communicating with the preclear. Well, that was actually where Dianetics 1955 was born, and years later where this dummy auditing came from. And since then, we've had no real trouble making Scientology work. I was caught in the act. I was caught in the act of communicating with the preclear, and I hope you will be guilty of the same crime every time you audit. Thank you. Thank you.